Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I want to say I hope you guys had a beautiful and blessed weekend. I have some really good stuff to talk to you guys about today. So I hope y'all are ready. I'm sorry, y'all hear this. I have very, very, very good hearing. So anytime I hear something like high-pitched, I'm always on alert. But anywho, I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed morning. We're going to jump into some topics. I did want to say, so the last four book giveaway winners, the two that are coming from me are coming this week. So be on the lookout for that and be on the lookout for your DMs with your confirmation. And then the two that won on Friday for Travis's giveaway, I will be sending his, I didn't get to do it this weekend, but you guys will get your books from him very, very soon. So sorry for the delay, had some technical difficulties, some things happened over the weekends, but the books are coming soon. So for anybody who's waiting for their book, it is coming very, very, very soon this week. We will have them out. Update on the mugs, working on it, got it. And there's a lot of stuff working behind the scenes, you guys. So just be patient with me. I know that some of you guys don't have Instagram to enter the book giveaway. It's all coming slowly but surely. The team is very small, but we're working on getting a lot of things hooked up on the back end. So I know you guys have been waiting on books. I know you guys are just two people, and then the next two. And I know people have been waiting on like mugs and what we're going to do with the mugs. They are coming. So for now, I'm just drinking my regular mug from my kitchen, and everything is moving along. So you guys bear with me. But I pray that you guys had a blessed and beautiful weekend. If you guys want to take some time and tell me you guys how you guys are feeling, what's going on, if you guys are good, all of that good stuff, I would love to hear it. I'm going to do the morning prayer, then go to the morning shout outs, and then we'll jump right into today's topic, which is really owning your power. We really, really, really have to get this because we're going into the second quarter. We're 3 months into the new year, and it doesn't even feel like a new year anymore, right? We're 3 months into the new year, and we have to own our power. We have to take there's so many little things that we have to fine tune in order to get us where we need to go. So we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to get into the morning prayer. I'm going to go ahead and shout you guys out in the comments. So if you guys are watching, let me know where you guys are watching from. If you are a first time watcher, if you are first time, hello, good morning, or good afternoon, or good night, depending on where you're watching. And if it's your first time, let me know where you're watching from. But if you're not religious or spiritual, that is totally okay. You are welcome here. And I hope that you don't mind me praying for you anyway. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for your awesome light, inspiration, motivation, encouragement. I'm so enthusiastic to give this message today. I pray that it comes through you. And I pray that whatever I say touches the lives and the hearts of whoever's watching now or watch later in the future. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, y'all. So y'all loaded up the comments. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Nana. Good morning. Crestley? Trust girl, y'all. I'm so bad at, please let me know how to pronounce your name, lovely. I am so sorry, y'all. I'm not a good speller. Read none of that. Good morning, Sherelle. Sherelle says, this week I am off and I still have the discipline to show up in the morning in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you. Well, Sherelle, honestly, we all need breaks. So if you have to sleep in a little bit and get your rest, because that's what breaks and vacations are for, that is totally fine. I really appreciate you showing up, but do what's best for you and honor yourself, y'all, because on the weekends, I like to sleep in. I don't have any children, so I try to take advantage of that, because probably next year or the year after that will probably be different. So I try to sleep in when I can to make sure that my body's fully rested. But thank you so much for being here. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Angelicia. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning. Watching from Canada. Good morning. DeShondrea, good morning. I had a great spring break. Much needed rest for this teacher. Well, thank you for everything that you do. And I didn't even know it was spring break, y'all. When you get grown and you don't have children, you'd be so out of the loop. Like, I forgot all about spring break. But good morning. Good morning. First time tuning in. Well, you're in for a treat. This is going to be a really, really good discussion today. So I hope you're ready. Miss. Yes. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, such a lady. Christ Ellie L. Chriselle. Chriselle? Christ L. Okay. Christelle. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm so bad. Good morning, Rashia. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Laura Lee. I'm so sorry, y'all, but thank you for letting me know. Chriselle. Okay, perfect. Chriselle. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. All right, y'all. So we're going to jump into it. Good morning, Key Amber. Thank you guys so much for showing up. You guys are so amazing. Please do not forget to subscribe. Share these lives with anybody who may be interested. Tell them about it. Let them know that we turn it up in the mornings every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this came to me. I was watching some other motivational speakers. One thing I try to do, or I do every single day, is learn something new. I share these videos on my community page. I watch everybody from Les Brown to Tony Robbins, Coach Stormy. Who else do I listen to? 19 Keys, Earn Your Leisure, Wall Street Trapper. I try to divulge everybody's information as much as possible that's in the space that I'm in, because I can always learn from them. I can always take something. So I always try to better and challenge my mind. And I pray that you guys are doing the same thing. I thank you guys for being here. I know you guys get nuggets from me each and every morning, but I hope that you guys take the time for yourselves to really go out there, listen to people. I always share videos on my community page. So if you're subscribed, then I'll say, hey, awesome video. And I try to share videos about wealth, about mindset, everything that this podcast / live stream / show is about, is really reframing your mind, reshaping your mind to really create the life that you truly desire. Not the life that I desire for you, not the life that, you know, your mom, your brother, sister, doesn't matter. The life that you and God have for you. And we have to make sure that we align with God, because I could want to be a superstar, right? A renowned world singer. And if singing isn't in my ministry, God didn't give me any singing abilities, I wouldn't, wasting my time going after that dream, right, wouldn't be in alignment. And it wouldn't make me happy, because it's not truly what God has for us. And so what we're talking about this morning is really tapping into your power, making sure that we are feeding our mind with the right information, making sure that we're listening and tuning into the right vibrations and the right food that's going to feed our souls. Because everything we intake, you guys, we are conscious and subconscious beings. And what that means is we live in the conscious, but everything that controls us is in our subconscious. For me, I'll just give you guys this example. I have to be very careful with shows I watch. I have to be very careful with the foods I intake, what I listen to. And the higher you get, the more aligned you get with God, right? And it's not about being perfect. It's not about being, oh, a saint versus a sinner. When I talk about God, it's more of an everyday walk. It's an everyday relationship that isn't the same as a religious relationship that we grew up, what most of us grew up knowing, right? Oh, if you do this and you're going to hell, if you're doing this, the relationship is very different. Because we can create our own heaven and hell right here on earth. Now, whatever, you know, we go through in the afterlife or whatever, that's not what I'm talking about or referring to today. I'm really talking about, if we don't own our power, our minds are so powerful. We're so powerful, right? That we can create anything. We can turn an idea into something tangible. This lip gloss was somebody's idea. This mug was somebody's idea. This bottle of water was somebody's idea. This cell phone was somebody's idea. This laptop I'm talking to you guys on, good morning, everyone, was somebody's idea. Thank you. Thank you, Destiny. I'm glad that you watched. That was really, really good. Hi, Hillary. Hello. It was all ideas. This book was somebody's idea. So we have the power to take all of our ideas and create them and make them into something, right? We also have the power to destroy everything that was meant for us because of the way we think, because of our subconscious thoughts, not our conscious thoughts, because consciously we could lie to ourselves. Consciously, We can have a facade or be in la la land or just be unrealistic with ourselves or tell ourselves our situation isn't as good or as bad. Or we can have a great situation, but because of the way we're thinking in our subconscious mind, we can see things as horrible. We can see things as, woe it's me, my life sucks, this sucks, this. You guys, when they say perception is reality, this is one thing. I learned this in the military, right? They would always say perception is reality, right? And I hated when they said it because when they would say it in the military, what they meant was whatever we perceive of you is the reality. So you better make sure that you're dressed right, you look right, you blah, 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 because whatever we think is the truth. And I used to hate it. And I used to really run away from that because it's so far from the truth. The saying is correct. Perception is reality, but the way they were spinning it and the way they were feeding it to all of us was incorrect. It's not everybody's perception of you that's reality. It's the perception you have of yourself. It's the perception you have of your life. It's the perception and the mindset that you have, which then creates your reality. You could live in a mansion full of money, gold, men, women, whatever you desire, and hate life. And we've seen it over and over again with millionaires killing themselves, famous people, excuse my language, you know, taking their lives and doing a whole bunch of things. We can see throughout history that success and money and having nice things does not equal internal happiness, right? So not to say that you shouldn't want them, not to say that you shouldn't strive for them. But what I'm saying is whatever you perceive your life to be in your mind is what it's going to be. You can have the best partner in the entire world, or God can send you somebody that's amazing. But if you perceive that person as a liar, cheater, a manipulator, whatever you perceive because of maybe your past or whatever you've been through, or whatever you see other people go through, and you adopt those terms as your own, you can ruin what you have. You can ruin what God has placed with you. You can be unhappy with your life circumstances because you're perceiving other people's lives as better than yours through your cell phone. So you have to really harness and own your power and control your mind, and don't let your mind control you. Because we can get on these phones and we can get in other people's lives and really fantasize and really, you know, oh my gosh, she got engaged and I'm not engaged, and she's pregnant and I'm not pregnant, and she has this and I don't have that. And we can just, while we got a bomb life, while there's people that would switch lives with us in a heartbeat, you know, we may not have everything that we want right in front of us, but it can come. We can manifest it. We can make it happen. We can set our lives, our minds, our intentions, our power to it, and let it manifest. But no, we're up here destroying and sabotaging our own happiness and our own manifestations because we're up here comparing because our perception of our reality is trash. You know, don't let people think that, or don't, not even what people think. Don't ever look at anything else and think it's better than what you currently have, even if it may look that way. You know, it's great to be inspired by people, right? It's great to be like, wow, that looks amazing. I can't wait to experience this. Let me put it on my vision board. Let me write it down in my book because I'm inspired. I want to experience that. You know, I told you guys the stories about me going into luxury stores and just trying stuff on. If I want to experience something, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out how to experience it, whether I can afford it or I can't afford it. And if I can't afford it, it's just going to take me a little time to save up my money so that I can. But first, you have to know that it's possible. And that's where the power lies. You know, God says we are in the likeness of Him. God is all powerful. So are we. You know, if you ever watch somebody, you'd be like, dang, how did they do that? Or, man, that person has been through a lot. How did they do that? It's all in the mind. It's all in your perception. It's all in what you choose to focus on, because what you focus on grows, right? And that's why I really, good morning, everybody. That's why I really, 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 really talk about therapy. Y'all, I've been there. I've been depressed where I couldn't get off the couch. I've been having anxiety where I think bad things were going to happen every turn of the day. I still have a little PTSD, you know, probably from being a child and being home all the time by myself because I'm always jumpy, like my boyfriend's like, why are you always so scared? I was like, I don't know. I was always home alone. So when you pop up, I'm just like, ooh, you know. So we have to be very, very careful with our minds. And I'm so happy that you guys tune into me, because I know if you tune into me, then you're tuning into other stuff. I know that if you're watching me, then the things I recommend, like Destiny said, when she watched the Steve Harvey interview and she really enjoyed it, that means you guys are watching and you guys are feeding yourselves and you guys are reading books and you're developing yourselves each and every day. Because when you do that, your mind grows stronger. You become more aware of things. You don't let things penetrate you the same. There's some music I don't even like listening to anymore, y'all. And it's not about being evil or anything. It's about vibration, right? We are all energetic beings. We are all vibrating some form of frequency, high, low, or indifferent. High, low, or indifferent, right? So if your thoughts are, I can't do it, I'm never going to win, I'm never going to get married, I'm never going to have a husband, I'm never going to this, blah, 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 and you just kill your dreams, that's low vibration frequency, you're never going to get to a higher plane. You're never going to be able to rise up and get past that mentally unless you do it yourself. Nobody's going to be able to do it for you. And if you feel that way, I challenge you to reprogram your mind now. And if you're not feeling that way, great. Keep growing. Keep elevating. Watch what you watch. Watch what you intake. Watch what you listen to. Watch what you say. Remember, we already talked about being impeccable with our words. But I was listening to some music this weekend, right? And this too, y'all with kids, watch what your kids listen to. Because music, and I know that they'll say, well, we grew up on hip hop, right? So our hip hop music didn't really do anything to us. It definitely did. Look at our society now. Look at the America. I can't speak for the rest of the world, but look at American women today. If you don't think our music had anything to do with all the surgery, all the butts, all the, you know, even Nicki Minaj, I was watching one of her interviews. She did one with, who did she do that with? Joe Budden. She had an interview this weekend that went live with her and Joe Budden. And she was talking about now surgery is being praised and it's welcome. And when she came in the industry, it wasn't. So she didn't really talk about it. And then she goes and tells her story of why she even got butt shots in the first place. She said she didn't have surgery at that time, but she got butt shots. And they went into the story about why she got butt shots. And she was like, well, I was in the studio with Lil Wayne and some rappers, and every woman that they brought in had a big butt. And so she said that she didn't feel worthy and she didn't feel like she was sought after in the same way as the women that they brought into the studio. So she was like, I wanted to be desirable in that way to men. So I went and got the butt shots. Hip hop culture, y'all, we move the world. Hip hop culture influences the entire world. But if we don't think that it doesn't do anything negatively, then we're sadly mistaken. So you have to watch the words. Watch what your kids listen to. Again, I was listening to some song, I think it was by Kodak Black, that my boyfriend, she was just like, listen to these words, like just listen to it. And I don't like stuff like that because I'm very sensitive, you know, especially us empaths. If you were an empath, be very careful what you listen to and what you watch. That's why I can't watch a whole lot of murder shows, and I can't watch a whole lot of, you know, any of the sci-fi crime. I have to be very particular. I can't watch anything too gory. You know, I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre and was like, yo, why did I watch this? But the song was about being alone, and it was about taking drugs. But the way the song, the beat was dope, of course, right? The beat was dope, but the lyrics were like basically talking about what it sounds like, an overdose. Like slipping into my mind till it's thin. It's very demonic. And the beat is catchy. It sounds like some stuff that my little sister listens to all the time, because that's the kind of that da 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 beat, you know, but they know the lyrics. These kids know everything. And I'm not saying we should ban all music. No, it's not going to be like that. But be very careful what we listen to, because I can just see a 15, 16-year-old taking some drugs, listening to that song and trying to be in that mind state, because them not being aware of how low vibrational that music is. You know, we have to be very careful on our conversations. when we gossip about people, that's low vibrational energy. And you know, and you're not going to like everything and you're not going to like everybody. And I don't think that everything you dislike, you're being a hater. No, don't let people take your personal opinion away. But even how we interact, what we talk about, what we speak about, who we talk to, who we speak to, who we listen to, all of that is key. All of that is so key. Empaths, if you are empathetic to a higher, like I'm very empathetic to people, like to where I make excuses for people sometimes, or I can really step some, I can step my feet into somebody's shoes and see why they made certain decisions, right? We have to be extremely careful of the energy that we're around. And if people don't believe that, and that's why I always say birds of a feather flock together. But if you don't believe that, women, we are a true test to our energy and the people we're around. First sign, women, and put yes in the comments if you know this, right? Put yes in the comments if you know this to be true, because I know it is. But women, when you're around certain women for an extended period of time, not even extended, it may be a few weeks, right? What starts to happen? Or you start working around women, right? You go into a new workplace and you start working with people and you're in a close proximity. What starts to happen? Anybody know? Men probably have no idea. Men are like, what is she talking about? When women start being frequently around other women, our cycles sync up. We'll start having our cycles around the same time. We're energetic beings and there's nothing that you can do about it. There's absolutely, one time my cycle came 2 weeks early. I know it's TMI. 2 weeks early because I was around somebody all the time. Look, women. So for the men that don't understand, all the women are saying we sync our cycles. We all sync. We're all cyclic, right? Be careful who you are around. If you have a toxic, nasty, friend, not saying that you can't love her, not saying that you can't, you know, love her. Some people you got to love at a distance. Sometimes it'd be our own family that we have to distance ourselves from to get a peace of mind so we can see clearly. You can't keep fumbling in other people's garbage, BS, and they may not like you for it. I've had to step away from people I love to my core, but there was nothing I can do to help, nothing I could say. Anytime I showed up for them, and then they would call and it'd be another sad story. They would call and I'm like, you don't get that you're creating the life that you have right now. And that's why I speak to you guys every day. That's why I try to speak life into as many people as I can every day and myself, because I know how important this is. You guys, we can change anything that we want. We can change anything that we want. Will it happen overnight? No. Does it take work? Yes. Does it take getting uncomfortable? Yes. Does it take leaving behind some of the old stuff you used to do? Yes. Does it take leaving behind some of the old people you used to be around? Yes. Does it take getting in new environments that make you uncomfortable? Yes. Does it take reading books that you don't understand, or maybe hearing somebody that's a little boring sometimes to get it? Yes. Does it take possibly going back to school? Yes. Does it take more studying? Yes. Does it take having less fun? Yes. Does it take more money that you know, You want to go get that bag, but you need to invest in this class. You want to go buy that bag or go on that trip, but you need to buy that camera. You need to buy that LLC. You need to buy that trademark for your business. You guys, sometimes delayed gratification is the best. I always talk about delayed gratification is the best, because if you delay it now and do what you're supposed to do now, then you can get all that stuff and then some later. You know, don't try to keep up with these folks. We don't know how they're getting these things, you guys. You know, and it's not to say that anybody that has nice things got it wrong. No, a lot of people did it the right way. A lot of people had got, you know, nice things, nice cars, bags, shoes, all of this great stuff the right way. But if you notice, look where they are in life. Look how much work they had to put in. Look how much they do. And sometimes we don't know these stories. We don't know how hard somebody had to work. We don't know what they sacrificed or had to give up unless they tell us. You know, we had no idea that Steve Harvey was in $22 million of debt. We had no idea until he told us last week. Well, he's not anymore, but he was at one point because, of, you know, we won't go back down that story. But you know, you might not be able to go on that trip. You might have to say, you know what, y'all, we don't have to count me out. You know what I did at the top of the year? As I already told y'all, but some of y'all are new. For those of you, you know, y'all, some of y'all hear my stories each and every day. But for those of you, you know what I did at the top of the year? I sent out a text message to all of my friends. Hey, I love y'all, but this year I have to focus on me. So please don't invite me to birthdays. Please don't invite me on trips. Please don't invite me to this, to that, to this, to that, to this, to that, to this. I love you guys. I'll be here. If you really need me, let me know. All my friends said, cool. Was it uncomfortable seeing people partying and I'm left out? Yes. Did I get FOMO? Absolutely. I like the parties like anybody else. I like to be at the club, popping by. Well, I don't really like the club no more, but I like to do all that stuff too. I like nice things. You know, when I got my money to, when I took out a loan from myself to invest in my business, to create this studio, could have went and took that money and went to Chanel? Absolutely. Absolutely. Could I have taken that money and went and balled out and went and did X, Y, and Z? Absolutely. Could I went and did and went on a trip and took myself on a 2-week vacation? Absolutely. But I said, you know what? It's not the season for that. I can't do that right now. You can do that later. You've been on trips. You've done this. You've done that. You've done this. You've done that. You can do that later. Right now, you have a mission. Right now, you have a purpose. And everybody listening right now has a mission and a purpose on their life right now. And there's something that you need to do right now. God ain't playing with us no more, y'all. It's time to get it. I think that he let us do a lot for a long time. And I think that, you know, in my personal opinion, so take this with a grain of salt, and to anybody who lost anybody during this time, I'm so truly sorry. So this is me looking at the bigger scope, not individually, but bigger scope of life. I think everything that happened in 2020 was for us to calm the F down. I think God was like, y'all need to have, y'all doing too much. Everybody have a seat. I don't think he intended for everything to happen. I think man got involved and other stuff started to happen. That's my personal opinion. We ain't got to, you know, that ain't what we talking about. I think he wanted us to sit down and really say, what is important to you? You know, we all had to be grand rising. We all had to be in the house. And we really had to really figure out what is important to you. Where are you going? What needs to leave? What can stay? Where are you spending your money? Some people found out I'm spending my money wrong. Some people found out they were in the wrong relationships. Some people found out that they hated their job. Some people found out that, wow, I can have work-life balance, or I can spend more time with my family. You know, the whole work industry changed. You know, companies found out, oh, we don't really need this building to be successful and to operate the correct way. Some people found out they did. Some people found out, oh, we had a whole bunch of people working for us that we didn't need. Playtime is over. Thank you, Kiki. Playtime is over, y'all. If we still have the same goals that we had back in 2019, I need you to reevaluate. And the goal has to be greater than money. Not saying that money is important, not saying that money shouldn't be a part of the plan. It absolutely has to be in order for us to make impact, in order for us to help, in order for us to touch and keep moving and keep doing and keep being who God wants us. We definitely need money in the midst of that. So I'm not saying money ain't important, but that can't be it. That can't be it. You know why? Because it's not enough. It's not enough. What is it is your purpose. What are you here to do now? And your purpose can change. Maybe in this season, you're meant to be a mother. Maybe in the next season, you're meant to be a teacher. Just because your kids grow up and they go off in there, that doesn't mean that your purpose is over. That means now your purpose has changed. Now God is going to use you in a different way. But the only way to find it is if you ask him and you really sit and you quiet your mind and you listen and you evaluate yourself and you know who you are. Turn this off. Spend time with yourself. Spend time with God. Because when we're scrolling, he can't talk to us. When we're scrolling, we don't know what we want. I used to have so many things on my vision board and so many, because it's what other people had. And then I had to be like, well, what do you need? Do you really want that? Remember when I told you guys how I went to, I was hearing all these rappers talk about the Patek watch. And I was like, what's the big deal? Because I've always wanted a Rolex, right? Always wanted a Rolex. Because I tried one on. I know what that feels like. So I went to Rolex coming soon, claiming it in the name of Jesus. Hello. I went to the Paddock store because I can, because in America, in most countries that you want to go shop, you can go in a store and ask questions and look around and try stuff on. You sure can. You don't need the money in your pocket to do it. So I said, I want to know what the hype is about. Everybody's talking about it. Let me go see, right? Because I would see people with them. I'm like, oh, that's a very prestigious watch. Watch costs a lot of money. So I went to the store. And some of us will talk ourselves from even going into the store. Some of us have never been in Louis Vuitton. Some of us have never been in a Chanel store. Some of us have never been into Saks. Some of us have never been into all of these Gucci and Prada and all of this stuff, right? And you might put it on a pedestal. All these families. Now, I love that we're having this conversation in our community about families. All these names are family names. Louis Vuitton was a trunk company back in the early 1980s, late 1800s, early 1900s. Chanel, Coco Chanel, that was a whole woman. You know, Gucci was a family. All of these are family names. So you're looking at all these families on the store, and some of y'all, because you're like, your limiting beliefs are telling you, I'm not deserving of going in there because maybe what the prices of those things are not reflected in my bank account, or I don't have them in my purse. So you talk yourself out of it before you even give your chance to just go and look and go and see what you can afford and go to see if you even want that stuff. But what I did was, I was like, what's all the hype about? Couldn't afford nothing in that dang store. Didn't care. Because I don't let nothing, because my whole thing is anything that I want is coming. It's on the way. I just got to figure out a way to work for it. So God got it in his reserve bank. I just got to figure out a way to get to it. You know that? That's what I want. Everybody to have that mindset. Anything that you want is there. It's already tangible. It's already here on the planet Earth. And if it's not, it's in your mind. That means it can still happen. So you just have to figure out a way to figure out the path towards it. And 9 times out of 10, it's money. So when you find your purpose, you find your passion, and we'll go through the steps and you link it up, boom, there goes the money. But anyways, I digress. So I go into the store and I'm just like, hey, can you tell me about the watch? Why do people love it so much? Why is it so prestigious? You know, oh, well, Future was in here and you know, that's when he bought it for Lori Harvey at the time. And the man was telling me about that. And then he was telling me about the company and the brand and why it's more prestigious than Rolex and what the watch does. And I was like, okay. Nice. Well, can I try it on? He was like, sure, no problem. Not one time did this man ask me, can you afford this watch before I let you try it on? Because they don't do that. They're not supposed to. They can't, at least not here in America. You ain't allowed to do that. It's not their business. So I tried it on. Most uncomfortable piece of jewelry I ever tried on in my life. And I was like, oh, okay. Had the diamonds. The watch was like $40,000. I was like, oh. Okay, thank you so much. Gave the watch back, minded my business, and kept strolling. Thank you so much for being so pleasant. I really enjoyed myself in here. Thank you. Didn't even want it. So I could have wasted years, time, energy, money. Oh, I want what the rappers have. I want, because she got Lori Harvey got a pat. I want this and I want that. I don't even want the watch. A lot of people just have it because of the prestige of the watch, and they can resell it because, you know, watches are timepieces, or what they're called, can be investments. Just depends on the one you get and all of that. That ain't going. That's not a lesson in luxury. But had I not even told not had I told myself that, well, you can't afford that, so you can't even go in there. Don't even waste your time, because some people have that mentality. I went and tried on a $50,000 chinchilla coat because I wanted to. Because it was right there in the store. Why not? And the lady was, and a lot of times these people are so nice if you talk to them. Not everybody are rude and snooty, but they work there. So, hello, they ain't making that much money, more money than you. They work there. So it ain't about what they think. It's about what you want to do and all that. And I go into that to say, because luxury is just one little piece, right? Luxury is just a small piece of life. Luxury items, I can say, because everything that we're doing is a luxury right now. The fact that we're breathing, the fact that we're communicating on the internet. I'm 33 years old. The fact that we're communicating on the internet is a luxury, right? So what I'm saying is, I'm talking about mindset. I had the mindset that I could go in and do anything that I want to do, and ain't nobody gonna stop me. If I want to try something on, I'm gonna try something on. If I want to touch something, I'm gonna touch something. If I want to, and sometimes I just go around and I just touch the bags. is this worth $3,000? Do I think this? Because the value on the sticker, let me tell y'all something about sticker prices. Value is whatever somebody gives it. You know, that's why this whole, that's why crypto is coming about. That's why we have all of these conversations about NFTs and things, because things are what we place value on. The American dollar has its values because of what the world says the dollar value is. If the world stops saying, or if every American stops saying, hey, the dollar is nothing, no, we're not using dollars no more. We're trading with cups. Now the cups have more value. Did you get what I mean? So value is in what you place on it, not what that sticker price says. So a bag can say it's $5,000. Do you think it's worth $5,000? If you don't think it's worth $5,000, then we're not wasting our time. Do you get what I mean? So I did not allow anything to stop me from touching what I wanted to touch, going anywhere I wanted to go, restaurants, club. It doesn't matter. So don't allow your limiting beliefs to stop you from getting anything that you want or experiencing anything that you want. And I love that we are in a time now where I'm seeing a lot of us women experiencing those lives that we've always thought that were impossible. You know, that we're sharing those on the internet and we're sharing those through social media so other people can see that, wow, she did that, I can do it too. You know, it is inspiring. I love to see it. I love to see it. But also remember, right? Think about this. Your perception is reality. So if all you see, I'll share with you, let me do something with y'all. This is what I like to do. If you want to know what you think about most or what you pay attention to, open your Instagram feed and look at your For You page, right? My For You page has handsome men, beautiful women, families, a lot of babies, because I want to have a baby one day, proposals, Black love, a lot of real couples, people on vacation, people living luxurious lives, you know, some little luxury items, a few dog things, because I be looking at, you know, I look at dogs because of Zara, hair, people just really happy and living luxurious lives. That's what's on my feed. If your feed is about poverty, people complaining, booty shaking, whatever it is, really look at your feed and look at what you're feeding your mind. You know, I tell ladies all the time, ladies, if you got a man and all on his feed is nothing but booty, women, and half naked girls, he's shown you, you can now see where his mind is. Just saying, because your social media only feeds you what you pay attention to. If you don't pay attention to it, you will never see it. If you don't like something, you could click, I don't like, don't want to see, boom. So if you think that, we have to be very careful with things that we think about and our perceptions on life, because it's very, very true, right? It's very true. So if you perceive, so if you say, if you perceive no Black man wants any Black women, then that's going to be your reality. That's not what I see. That's not what I see in my real life. You know, if somebody told you, oh, only rich people are so evil, that's not what I see. I see them being philanthropists and givers and speakers, and they're trying to share their gift as much as possible to get other people on their same level. So really focus on what you pay attention to. Really focus on what you listen to. If you listen to what I call, excuse my language, y'all, I'm about to cuss. I know this is morning motivation, but if all you listen to is niggas ain't shit music, that's what you're going to think. Since I've been in my relationship, I don't even listen to certain songs no more, because I don't feel that way. All we listen to is 90s R&B love music, old school love music, anything with some love, hours and hours. I listen to hours and hours. Because what you perceive is what's real. So if you want love, you need to start focusing your mind on healing yourself, healing your heart from whoever hurt you, and focus on being loving yourself so much that your love exudes, that you attract somebody who also wants to love. There's so many people out here who want love. So don't think that you're the only one. Don't put yourself on that island to be like, nobody's going to love me the way that I want to be loved. Nobody wants it there. Everybody want to be out here playing games. That's not true. That is not true. That is not true. There is somebody out there that's willing to love, but he's not going to want you if you in the corner talking about, it ain't it my whole nigga, get money. Nobody, how his loving self going to want you and you, that's all you talk about. Same thing with women. Imagine women. And the reason why I'm speaking to the women's the most, because I have most of my women, my audience are women, right? It's principle. Thank you. Imagine women, if we were out and we were out and about and all we heard was, even though we do, so I'm not going to say that we don't, right? Because I can't put it all on the women. It's the men too. But all we heard, and it ain't, if you saw a man, get money, are you going to be attracted to that man? Are you going to want to love that man? Are you going to want to be around that man? If he's like, F women, get money. No, you're not. You're not. You're going to be like, all right, sir, have fun over there by yourself. So be careful. Be careful what you exude. Be careful what you put out on social media. And it's not because of other people's opinions of you. It's the life that you want to shape for yourself. It's the people that you want to attract to you. It's the experiences you want to have. It's the only high vibrational people. And you can switch your vibration at any time. You can be high vibrating one day and low vibrational. It's not good for you. So you try to stay as high as possible. But people are going to attract to you what you are. Like, you attract what you are. Your partner is a reflection of you. And not to say that you can't, you know, help. You both can't help build each other up and be better and be reflections, being like, hey, you got something to work on. But everybody's not there mentally. So you have to make sure of who you team up with is like-minded. Who your friends are like-minded. Are y'all going to the next level? Me and all my friends are doing this in life. I can feel it. I can see it. The conversations that we're having are changing. The kind of money we're talking about are changing. The investments we're talking about are changing. Real estate, stocks, crypto, NFTs, businesses, all of these things are now my conversations. Couple years ago, where are we going? Who gonna be there? Who coming in the section? And there's, you know, there's levels in life. There's levels in life, right? So I'm not beating anybody up, but where are you right now? And if you don't know what your purpose is, if you're trying to figure it out, you need to pray about it. You need to ask God, what is my purpose? Give it to me, please, so I can be on the path of doing exactly what I'm supposed to do to elevate exactly what I see in my mind. Because if he gave it to you in your mind, it's the preview of life's coming attractions is your imagination. Right. So if you can see it, anything like if you ever had, let me know in the comments. Have you ever had something come to you and you'd be like, wow, that was a dope idea. Or wow, that'd be dope if my life looked like that. God is showing you what's possible. He's giving you little trailers. He's dropping little trailers in your mind and giving you ideas that you can bring into fruition to make you the money that you want to make. And you don't know where the money is coming from. So don't get married to one lane. That's why I say millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires have multiple streams of income. You know why? Because you don't know where the money's coming from. You don't know where it's going to be. So you got to be open-minded and be flexible and not be too pigeonholed on, I only want this. If it doesn't come to this, because that might not be what God has for you. That's why you always got to make room for God when you're out there trying to want what you want. What's your purpose? What's your passion? You know, what is your what are you passionate about? How are you going to give back? How are you going to give while you're getting? You can't get for nothing, you guys. You can't take and just do this. You have to give. What are you willing to give to get to where you want to go? I'm not saying anything new, y'all. This is all in freaking Think and Grow Rich. This is all in all these books. All I'm doing is reiterating because we need to hear it over and over and over and over and over again. What are you willing to give in order to get it? What sweat equity are you willing to put in? What tears are you willing to shed? Nothing comes easy. I don't care what it looks like on social media. I don't care if it looks like somebody just rolled up and did. No, nothing's easy. Nothing, 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 nothing comes easy. And if it comes easy, you might be wanting to be like, wait a minute, hold on. Now, things might flow. Things might come with ease. You know, we want to be in ease. I'm not talking about that, but what are we doing? Stop playing with your life. Stop playing with your time. Some of us think we got forever. Y'all, we might not make it to 88. I know I always say 88 is my death. We don't know. We don't know when we're going to pass away. We don't know when God, it could be tomorrow. We don't know. So leave it all here. Get up there when God looks on his spiritual iPad. We talk about this all the time. He could be like, oh, you was on it, but you did that. Yep. Oh, I had that for you. You did that too. You don't want to get up there and God be like, wait a minute. What would you do with your time? What were you doing? I was on Instagram. I was talking to Kiki and them when we was gossiping about If that don't light a fire in your butt, I don't know what does. I don't want to get to wherever we're going and have, if it's heaven, cool, and have conversations with God, and he'd be like, wait, 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 I sent you down there for a purpose and you was down there doing that. That is why, and I'm not knocking anybody who does this. That's why I never wanted to use my platform for gossip. I used to love entertainment, but I never felt right about gossiping about other people's lives because I knew that celebrities were human and I knew people make mistakes and they didn't need another person blabbing about them and talking about them and putting my two cents into their life. I knew that that's not what was meant for me. So I didn't go down that path, even though I liked it long time ago when I lived in New York. I knew it was a bigger purpose. And I feel like we have to be very careful with our gifts because we can have a gift and use it in the wrong way because God gives us free will. So I could get on here and use my morning motivation show to talk crap, to spread, but why? That's not helping anybody. My gift, I have to help. I'm here to serve. I ask God to use me. Top of the year, he gave me morning motivation right before the year 2022 started. He was like, this is what I want you to do. And the test is going to be, are you going to be faithful? Are you going to be faithful when you planted the seed and the seed ain't growing yet? And you just sitting there watching like, the branch is going to form. Where's the money? Where's the money? We get so, you know what? We are so impatient. We get so impatient when we don't see what we want to see. We don't know what God is working up. We don't know what he's cooking in the back. At the restaurants, when we go out to eat, do we be behind the chef being like, what you cooking? What you doing? What season is you putting in there? No, we sit down and we wait for our food. Sit down and wait. Do the work. Well, don't sit down. Do the work and wait. Be patient. Patience, y'all. Patience is a virtue, but we have to get patience in our soul because God's timing is not our timing. 3 months is nothing to God. 6 months is nothing to God. I've been doing this a whole year. God's like, keep going. Great. Here's your cookie. Here's your applause. Keep going. Keep working. You have never heard anybody's success story that's real that says, hey, I did this in this amount of time. You don't know all the other stuff that they were doing. There's a lot of success stories like, oh, I did this and I'm a millionaire in 6 months. What about the other stuff? What about the other businesses that didn't work? What about the other times you cried when your bank account was at zero? What about? We don't know all those stories until people tell us. So don't look at somebody else and be like, how'd they get it so fast? Why am I? And then you start sabotaging your dreams. Destiny says, how do you build patience? I really struggle with this. You pray, pray, Des, pray, Destiny, pray, pray. God, give me patience. Child, I'm losing it. I'm talking to God like he's one of y'all. I talk to God like he my whole man. Child, please take the Jesus, Lord, whatever you want to call him. I call him God, whatever you call it, Allah, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't care. Call God. Well, Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not God, but you know what I mean. Call him, ask him patience. Lord, I need patience. Please grant me patience. Keep yourself busy. You know, if it's not there yet, keep working. Keep working. That's how you be paid. Just keep working. Keep putting your head down. Keep studying. Keep listening. Keep fixing your plan. Don't just do something and just wait and be sitting on the front porch like a little kid. No, keep working. Keep tilling. Keep nurturing your garden. Keep nurturing yourself. Keep building that relationship. And this is another thing too. Don't come to him if y'all ain't got no relationship. Not saying you can't. Wait, let me stop that because Britt, you can't tell nobody how to be with God. My bad. I'm not telling you how to be with God. Spend time with him. Talk to him. Thank him. That's how you be patient. Look around you. Look at your life. God, thank you. I've never spent a day in a hospital. Thank you. I have friends and family who love me. Thank you. I got to go out to eat last night. Thank you. I got to drive my car. Thank you. My bills are paid. Thank you. My lights are on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gratitude. Gratitude all day, every day, all day, every day. Everything you see. God, thank you that I could make some tea this morning. Gratitude. Patience is just in enjoying your life in the process. Enjoy the journey. Because if you just say, well, I'm going to put my head down and I'm not going to be happy until I get this, when you get it, you'll be happy for a moment. You'll be happy for the moment. The journey might take you 10 years. The journey might take you 5 years. You don't know. And Destiny, I don't know exactly what you're going through personally with that, but nobody, y'all, we don't know when he gonna show up. We don't know when he's gonna sign that check and deposit it into our heavenly bank. We don't know. God ain't, he, that ain't one part of the scripture. Nothing in the Bible or any scripture says God is gonna tell you when he's gonna do something. He don't work like that. It's just like you as a parent, right? For those of you who are parents, do you tell your children everything that you're about to do? No, you'd be like, just wait until, you know, kids be like, when we leaving? When we getting there? And you just be like, sit back and ride. God is telling y'all to sit back and ride. Do your work. Do your homework. Study. You know, really talk to him. You know, ask him for patience. Ask him for discernment. That's why I always pray for y'all for discernment, patience, knowledge, and all of that stuff, because that's going to help you through your journey. If it's not there yet, if whatever you want, right, whatever you're trying to bring into fruition, if it's not there yet, that means you just got some more work to do. That means you got to revise your plan. You know, we do say write the vision and make it plain, but sometimes the plan got to be tweaked a little bit. Maybe that business isn't what's going to get you there. Maybe it's another one. Hell, maybe you got to team up with somebody. Maybe it's going to take you and your partner to come up to stop being so stubborn, come together, and God's going to give them the vision. Another thing, ladies, if you have men, pray for them. Especially if you have a man who believes in God, but may not be there, pray for him. Ask God to do what you can't do. Don't nag. Don't nag. Don't bother. Pray. 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 And I'm going to share something with y'all. I'm going to share something with y'all. I can't tell y'all everything, but I'm going to share something which also hope you guys allow me to be vulnerable in this moment. So, I'm going to be vulnerable, so I hope you guys bear with me. So me and my significant other, very close spiritually, there were things that happened through our dating process that gave me sign after sign after sign that we're supposed to be together. Something I prayed about too, a lot. You know, I did the same prayer I told y'all about. Hey, God, if this ain't for you, remove him. Remove him right now. I like him too much. If this ain't from you, if this is not for me, if this is, remove. He didn't always do those prayers. Remove him. Every time I would get confirmation that I was supposed to be with him. Every time I would get confirmation, the exact opposite would happen. Remember when I would tell y'all to pray and y'all would get a sign and something bad would happen if you're not supposed to be with that person? The opposite ended up happening for me. Then I said, God, I think that there's something that we're supposed to do together. But I need you to send the message through him so that I know it's from you. That's what I told God. Man, a couple minutes later, he said, hey, babe, I got this idea. Boom. And we just both said, thank you, God. Because then all of these other visions just started coming through me. And if it would, and the reason why I did that, and the reason why I prayed, and this is why, ladies, you got to make sure you and your man stay prayed up. Even if it's not the same, even if it's not, you know, you're not doing it in church or whatever, he does it in his off time. It doesn't matter, because everybody's relationship with God is different. But you pray for him and you pray through him and you ask God to reveal things through him. You ask God to show him heart, his heart, and make him a praying man and all of these things, which I'm so blessed I did, because now my man prays more. I hear him say it out loud all the time. Thank you, God. Thank you for this woman. Thank you. You rub off on people. Hello. That's why you keep doing what you're doing. Even if that person ain't doing it, you keep doing what you're doing because you can rub off on somebody. So he told me the vision. And I would have sabotaged it had God gave me the vision. But because he gave it to him after I prayed about it, I knew, I was like, okay, this is it. This is another piece of what I'm supposed to do. This is how we're going to get to X, Y, and Z, our goals. Because it came through him. And that's how I know it's from God. And that's how I want to stick with the plan. Because if it would have came through me, I'd have been like, maybe, you know how we can be sometimes, especially as pessimistic people. But that's why prayer is so important. And the more you get with God and the more you pray and you talk to him, man, the voice just becomes clearer. You can discern more when you're talking to him and you're not. you know, pray for your partner, pray through your partner. Don't nag them. Why you don't do, why you don't pray? Why you don't know? Pray that God, if they're a God-fearing person, that's the first thing. They got to be God-fearing. If they feel like there ain't no God, or if they don't, then, you know, you might not want to link with that person. That's to teach their own. Prayed for them. Prayed through them. God protect them. God, you know, make sure that he's hearing you. God, make sure that, you know, try to help your build y'all's relationship stronger. All of these things. And he knows I'm a praying woman. When I watch church on TV, guess what's on? He gonna hear it too. When I'm watching this, guess what's on? He gonna hear it too. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying that you can change people, because that wasn't my plan. But if you're around me, if you're a friend of mine, if you listen to me, you're going to hear some good stuff. You feel me? So when I say prayer works, y'all. Prayer works. So I want y'all to pray. I want y'all to stay prayed up. I know I'm not going to be able to get to the comments in time today, unless y'all, and let me know in the comments if y'all got something to say, y'all want me to go back and read it and we can stay a little later. But y'all filled it up today. So I just want to make sure I really want to let you guys know how profound and how important it is to use your power. Use your power. You guys are powerful beings. Tap into your power. And if you don't know, if you can't feel it, pray about it. I know you, if I have it, I'm no different. I'm not more special than you. I'm not more intelligent than you. Nothing. I just have a microphone. That's the only difference. I just have a show. That's the only difference. But you can build one too. She Amber did. She Amber got her own thing going on. So can you. So whatever, I'm telling y'all, tap into your power, pray and ask God any bear. You know what else I do too? If I feel like there's something stopping me, or I feel like God is something, remove it. I always ask, remove whatever chains, whatever curses, whatever is on me that I can't push forward, remove it. And then I also pray, put in my life people and things and resources so that I need, I'll stumble upon a video. I'll find a book. Somebody will be like, hey, read this book. Or somebody will say, hey, watch this video. Or I'll come across or hear a sermon. And the sermon is talking about what I was praying about. Come on, somebody. Pray. God will, man, Ooh, y'all have no idea. I feel like a lot of us are missing. Just pray. And prayer doesn't have to be, dear Heavenly Father, I'm coming to you right now and asking. It don't have to be like that. You can pray, God, help me. Come on. Or you could just be talking to, all right, God, so I got this plan. This is what I want to do. Let me know what you think. Is this of you? Do I need to push forward with this? Is this business free? He'll give you signs. He'll give you intuition. He'll tell you, yeah, keep going. Or he'll tell you, I don't know about that. Pray about the people that's in your life. Who needs to go? Who needs to be removed? God, if it's not for you, if this person's going to stop me on my tracks, remove them now. Remove them in the name of Jesus. And you know what? Let me tell you this. I'm not a religious person. And I don't care what religion you believe in. Teach their own. There is power in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say this before we close out to anybody who may be a Christian. There is power in the name of Jesus. And I always knew that. Because I pray to God. So I look at spirituality very, very different, and religion very, very different. So for me, God and Jesus are two different entities. So that's why I'm going to break this down like this. And for those of you who have to go to work, have a beautiful and blessed day. Watch the end during the replay. You know, you can always go back. So if you guys have to go to work, have a beautiful, blessed day. But I do want to say this. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. And the reason why I know this, let me tell y'all this crazy story. Crazy story. I've been a Christian for a minute at this point, right? And I use Christian lightly, because I feel like I'm Christian light, because I don't follow every single thing a Christian is supposed to do biblically. But I do reference the Bible. But I do believe that there's other beautiful religions. I do believe that being a Muslim is a beautiful religion. I believe Buddhism is a beautiful religion. So to me, I don't care how you get to God. Just talk to him. I don't know if maybe he created all of them so that different people can get to him different ways. They're all if you look at all the founding principles of every religion, they're all the same. People have manipulated it and made rules and constructs and all this other stuff. But I digress. I'm gonna say this because I do have to go today, so I can't stay back. So let me say this. I was on the train in New York, right? I'll never forget this day. Never forget this day. And this is what kept me safe in New York a lot of times. I was on the train in New York, right? And this guy started spazzing out. Like, I believe in New York, there's a lot of demonic energy. And the reason why I say demonic energy is I don't believe that there are necessarily like evil demons like that we've been shown on TV. I think that people's minds get manipulated, like with paranoia, schizophrenia. That's why we got to be very careful with depression, because if you go too deep, that sunken place is real, where you can't come back. You know what I mean? But that's a whole nother topic. But there's a lot of demonic energy in New York, right? So this guy gets on the train and you could tell he's out of his mind, and he just starts spazzing out and he starts talking to himself and he just starts da-da-da-da-da, real aggressive. And this Jamaican nurse gets up out of her seat. I will never forget this day. And she starts speaking in tongues. And she was like, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And she was speaking in tongues and she was da-da-da-da. And that person who was acting all right and crazy, he settled down. I will never forget this. And she was like, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke. And she just on the train, public. This was in public, y'all. And people don't do stuff like this in public because there's always crazy stuff going on the train. And she just started praying because he was getting crazy. He was starting to like get in people's face and space. And I was a little scared. I was like, what the heck is this man about to do? And he just started settling down when she was praying and she was speaking in tongues and she was waving her hands. She was like, in the name of Jesus. She was just going and going and going, right? The demonic spirit got so uncomfortable, he got off the train. If you want to know who's not supposed to be in your life, you want to know whose spirits aren't supposed to be around, start praying and start speaking and then end it in the name of Jesus. Really let God show you if you're in the Christian faith. If not, do it in whatever faith that you believe in. And see how people will just start moving. And ever since I saw that lady do that on that train, anytime I was afraid, anytime that there was people around or demonic spirits around me in New York, I would just sit there and I would just say, what would I say? Lord, please remove any evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Please remove any evil spirits in the name of Jesus. I would close my eyes and I would just rock back and forth and say, please remove any spirits in the name of Jesus. Please remove any evil spirits in the name of Jesus. And they would leave, y'all. So if anytime you are afraid, anytime where you feel like you're in the wrong place, in a bad space, pray. Prayer will get you out of so much. Prayer will remove, especially in the name of Jesus, for all my Christians, will remove bad, nasty, toxic, evil spirits can't live in light. Darkness can't live in light. And not to say, you know, it's a duality. So I get it. So I'm being very with my words, but hear me. You cannot have good and evil in the same space. It will get uncomfortable. You ever been, and this is ladies too. You want to know if you're around the right man, pray. If prayer makes your man uncomfortable, you might need to reevaluate that relationship. Men, if you're still watching, if you pray around your woman and she's uncomfortable, you might want to watch that. Just saying, because I wish I would be praying in my house, trying to make my house peaceful, and somebody telling me not to pray to my God. Are you the devil is alive? You got to go. Because how are you going to fight for years of being together? And how are you going to protect your family? How are you going to get the money that you want to get and live in your purpose and your passion and get everything that you need if you can't pray, if you can't be teamed up with somebody and y'all pray together? How is your household going to be protected spiritually? Spiritual demons are worse than physical demons. You can keep yourself out of physical trouble for the most part. But spiritually, and spiritual demons, y'all, they're not like what TV shows us. It's depression, it's anxiety, it's anything holding you back from your greatness, anything holding you back from your laziness, procrastination. And we all, you know, we get into, you know, we're human. Things are going to happen. I'm not saying that you're evil or you're demonic if those things happen to you, but be very careful not to linger in those spaces too long. Be very careful not to be around low vibrational people, energies too long. Watch what you listen to. I don't believe everybody's intention when they make music is pure, because some people's motivation is money. And when that's your only motivation and your motivation isn't pure, anything will go. When you hear people, I'll do it by any means necessary, child. If I'd have to sell my soul, I don't want it. If I have to deceive my people, I don't want it. If I'm not walking in God's purpose and light, I don't want it. So for me, it's not by any means. I don't want it. I don't want it. God, if making me a millionaire is going to turn me into a nasty, evil person, I don't want it. Because I want to make sure I'm in alignment first. My purpose is God's purpose first. Then after that, everything else that I want. And when you get that, your life just, you just live differently. It's a shift that you just don't, you no longer care about certain things. You no longer worry about certain things. And you're going to be human. You're going to have your moments. You know what I mean? You're going to have your moments. But when you shift into God's purpose, man, it's certain things that just, you be like, I don't even want to do that no more. And it's not even about right or wrong, heaven, hell. It just doesn't serve you. You don't get any joy out of it. It does nothing for you because you're on a higher level. No, I don't want it. I don't want to do that no more. I want to kick it with you and do that for what? It don't do nothing for me. It's not giving me to my purpose. It's not getting me to my bag because my bag is attached to my purpose. So I need to go that way. And you want to stay over here and do that way. No, I don't want to argue with you. No, I don't want to fuss with you. No, I don't want to. 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 No, I don't want to spend my money here because I need to be saving it for my business. No, I don't want to do that because I'm trying to get my credit right so I could get my house for my family. No, I don't want to do that because I need to do this. So I feel like it's all about choices, but you have the power to choose anything that you want. So tap into your power. Don't let nobody take away your power. You are powerful. Powerful. Hello, powerful. God didn't send you here weak. Man can make us think that we're weak. We're not. Okay? So you guys are powerful, 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 powerful. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope that this touched y'all. I can see y'all loaded up the comments that y'all was here for today. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. Never fight or cuss people out like that because pray for them. Absolutely. Tap into your power. Hey, being me, how you doing? Pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Sorry I couldn't read all y'all's comments like I normally do. I have a lot to get done today. Again, we got some things stirring in the background, so y'all be patient with me with everything I have going on. The books, for those of you who won the books are coming. The two that won last week, your books are coming this week. And when I send the thing to Travis, you guys will get your books. So the books are on their way. The mug's on the way. Y'all be patient with me, please. We're on a one-woman show over here because we got a lot going on. But things are coming. I pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I pray that this started off your week great. Thank you so much. Thank you, Aubrey. Thank you, Yamani. Thank you, Ms. Debbie. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you, everybody. Ms. Linda. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Sherelle. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Vanessa. Thank you, Heather. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody that tuned in earlier and right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pray that you guys have a blessed day. I pray that you pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that you guys find your purpose. Get to it. We got work to do. Got work to do. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. If you're not having a bad day, you pray, 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 pray. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Zara's. Zara's up, you guys. You guys want to say hi to Zara? Zara's up. And look at her pretty new collar. She got a collar with her name on it now. My mom got it for her. Say, I'm ready to go to the bathroom now, mommy. No, don't lick me. Let's get to work, y'all. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all. Have a good one.